The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, as always on a Wednesday and coming up to Christmas, we have Down to Earth on the Hard Shoulder with the Difference. Dr. Cara Gustenberg, environmental scientist, is with us as always, but we wanted to have a Christmas context. And knowing Cara, that has to be how to have a truly green, environmental, eco-friendly, renewable, recyclable, reusable Christmas. Give me a break. All right, Cara, welcome here. What have you got for us in keeping Christmas green?
No pressure. Well, Christmas is a time of overconsumption. As you know, we generate 20% more waste during the Christmas season. And for some of us, it's a bit off-putting, even if you're
so
not
that. So you're a green Grinch.
Well, no, because I love Christmas.
Oh, do you?
I absolutely love Christmas. But I try and use it as an opportunity to reduce my consumption. And it's also a great time. I have an 8-year-old daughter. It's a great time to educate her on sustainability issues because there's a lot of things you can involve kids with.
I worry about
that
poor girl.
I know.
She's getting a lot of indoctrination at an early age. All right. Now, we'll start with practical tips. Wrapping and cards. These are things that are synonymous with Christmas. And I know you're death on wrapping in terms of plastic and the supermarkets and the various campaigns throughout the year. What's your advice in terms of what you put around that gift to keep it as mysterious?
So there's so much conflicting advice on wrapping paper, and not all of it is recyclable. So I think, you know, a lot of people just take all the wrapping paper and put it in the recycling bin. If it doesn't rip, if it's got a plastic coating, if it's a foil or really silvery, it's not actually recyclable. So it gets very confusing. So around the wrapping issue, if you are giving a gift that needs wrapping, and personally I actually prefer to give experiences rather than actual gifts because I think we have enough stuff in our lives. But if you are, you can wrap it in really innovative ways. Like there's great ideas for wrapping with a scarf. So you can also give a lovely gift of a scarf, but also wrap it in a nice way. If you Google scarf Christmas wrapping, you can get lots of ideas on how to do that.
But what paper do you use? What paper? If you're going into a shop and you see Christmas paper and you just don't want the dull old brown stuff.
I know.
You want something a little bit nice. What would you do?
So any paper that rips, so if it's easily torn, is recyclable. But if it's got a plasticky film that makes it stretchy or hard.
So your average sheet of Christmas paper,
though,
it does.
Now, I should mention, if it has sellotape on it, it won't be recycled. So that's very hard. So you have to tear off the bits of sellotape that are stuck on it and put those in your ordinary bin. So ideally, you don't.
Because what everyone does is, after all the present opening, they put it all in a bin for the recycling in that particular one. And you're saying if it's got sellotape, it's no good?
Right. It's no good.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, the other thing, Ivan, is we don't need to create more paper. There's lots of paper out there. There's lots of ways to wrap things without creating more
stuff.
But people
like to wrap it.
I know, but I actually...
My daughters like to wrap things.
Ivan, I brought you a lovely gift and I wrapped it in a really nice way. So
show me what you've got. I'm all excited.
I wrapped it in newspaper because I found a really nice cartoon for you.
Ah, you did put Trump on the outside. Ah, you're so thoughtful.
And it's Trump burning oil and coal and
that's so nice of you.
You're very welcome.
To Ivan from Cara, thanks for a fun year. Okay, down to earth. So it's wrapped in Irish Times paper. What can I say? I mean, like, you could have at least picked an Indo or something like that. But anyway,
but
it's very
picture.
Thoughtful.
See, and it's a great picture, very relevant to you.
But the other point about it is that it does create a little mystique about what's inside. Like, I like to receive checks, cash, anything like that. But
there's no check in there, I'm afraid.
I'm only
you should be giving me the checks.
Exactly. So, in terms of cards, what do you recommend?
Well, cards, I think the art of giving cards is sort of a dying art. But a lot of people now are doing charitable donations in lieu of cards. So they might just email their friends and say, instead of sending you a card,
Where it's a long lost auntie and
know,
you maybe have one
know,
contact a
I
year.
Know. So the
know.
Best one that I loved is actually Eamon Ryan sent me a Christmas card last year that he had hand painted and it was absolutely beautiful.
Well, he has a lot of time
framed.
On his hands, of course. Yes, well, is that kind of mass produced? Because when I was a TD, I used to send out about 3,500 Christmas cards.
You weren't
hand-painting
any cards, I know.
Because it was
very
great,
special.
But people, you know what I mean. So did he print it?
No, he hand-painted individual cards because
he's
very
like
talented.
Okay,
yeah.
So charitable donations instead of cards or e-cards.
Or e-cards, yeah. So you,
how
you
do
can,
they work?
You can go onto these e-card websites and you can have a Christmas card emailed to whoever you want to
say. But you can't
you
put it
say.
On the mantelpiece.
I know.
Unless you print it off.
You need to start painting cards, Ivan.
All right.
Be good for you.
Okay. Let's move on to gifts. What you said you like to give experiences.
I do, yeah. So I think because we have enough stuff and, you know, we're all looking for
But people have to travel to experiences and all that carbon.
Well, not necessarily. So it could be something as simple as a movie ticket in their local movie theatre or a fitness class or a yoga class, a voucher for a dinner in a local restaurant or a high tea somewhere.
Okay.
You know, a voucher for a beauty treatment in a local salon. So I like to think of what kind of
experiences
people will enjoy. Maybe something that they could do with their kids or their family, and give them experiences, because I think we're all looking for more experiences in our life.
Okay. Food.
Food. Okay, so food. Obviously, the Christmas dinner is a huge issue, and you know, so there's opportunities.
The gluttony of it all.
Yeah.
I feel a lecture coming on.
There's, of course, there's no lectures on this show, Ivan. So there's an opportunity, of course, to be looking at organic food, fair trade, buying local. All of those are good ways, and of course, dealing with food waste. So the big problem with Christmas is food waste. But there's some great websites. BBC has some really good tips on how to cook new recipes with leftover food, and also the Vegan Society has some amazing recipes for bringing in vegan food into your Christmas dinner, including gravy, a really nice pate, chestnut strudel, lots of things, a vegan haggis, which sounds way better than normal haggis to me personally. So worth checking out. And some of those recipes are by people like Jamie Oliver. The gravy is a port and blackcurrant jam gravy by Jamie Oliver, an eggnog that's made with raw cashews and pure maple syrup. So healthier than regular eggnog, probably safer too. A Christmas pudding ice cream, all vegan, and they sound great. So I'm definitely looking forward to trying some of those.
Okay, well, now I have to ask you about food, because it shows what a brain damaging impact you're having on me. We had JP McMahon, who has award winning Michelin star restaurants in Galway, and he gave me a gift in here in the studio in Newstow, and he gave me a gift of organic wine, and he said it's no sulfates, no sprays and whatever, and I drank a bottle of it, as you do, and I had no headache, and I'm actually now a disciple, a zealot, a convert to organic wine.
There you go.
Like, so would you think organic wine would be a good gift?
Yeah,
to give?
I think it's a great gift.
So anyone wants to give me the address here is Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. Okay, and you needn't wrap it. It's okay. But if you do, wrap it in newspaper. So that is, so there is an organic choice in terms of any food or drink product that you want
today.
Yeah, and
if we can go local too, I think that's really interesting. Ivan, I'm just going to say, I don't want to spoil a Christmas gift, but the gift I got you was a book called Climate Generation. It's by my friend Lorna Gold, and she's written a special message in there to thank you for your wonderful show last night.
Maybe I'm going to, because it's so close to Christmas,
But I do want to say one of the nice things about this book is that it actually comes with a donation to Trocra. And I think there's a lot of tangible gifts you can get.
Climate Generation, Awakening Our Children's Future. Well, that'll keep me up at night. Lorna Gold.
Yeah.
Lorna Gold is who? Is she the author?
She's an author.
Oh.
And she works for Trocra, very involved in divestment and everything. So
would you please convey my thanks to Lorna? Now, let's talk about another Christmas favourite, the tree.
Oh, the tree. It's a tough one. Real or fake, right?
Yeah.
Which one is yours?
Well, we kind of do both in different places.
Okay. Yeah.
But the way it is this, that I know someone who deals in stolen produce, and I can get great value on a lovely tree. And I usually find it hard to pass them on the road, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really confusing. I will confess that one of my trees.
I love the smell
actually,
of it.
Yeah. I like real trees, but I don't
like
the mess.
And you keep telling me this forestry is like a lung to take CO2 out of the air.
Absolutely.
So, which way do you go?
Yeah. So, generally, you go real. If you can, because the carbon footprint of a real tree is much less. But it's about how you dispose of it. So if you if you burn your tree after, if you chip it, compost it,
but I bring
put
it to the center because there's all because they're actually quite awkward things.
Yes. So,
and they have all these well organized things in January, and they actually pulp it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so if they're composting it and putting it on land, then it's only about 3 kilograms of carbon that tree uses during its life cycle. But if they're putting it in a landfill, it's generating methane, in which case it's 16 kilograms of carbon dioxide. So compared to a fake tree, which is around 30 to 40 kilograms of carbon dioxide, largely because of the manufacturing and the plastics used. So if you have a fake tree, you need to use it at least 12 years to offset the carbon impact. But of course, there's all these biodiversity and other impacts that a tree provides that aren't measured.
And either way, what type of decorations? You know, tinsel, lights. What do you like?
LED lights, obviously, instead of the
put them on a timer
so you don't overuse the energy. You're avoiding plastic, doing paper and more homemade
decorations.
What about
the lights that blink on and off? You know, they're not particularly nice.
Yeah, oh, that uses less. Yeah, because they're shutting off.
Oh, so I thought the actual turning on.
I think the flash setting is actually reducing the amount of energy they use. So all of that is good, but really, when it
any big no-nos in terms of decorations?
Well, I would say probably we should be avoiding the plastic tree. But
it, tinsel, you know, would you be against tinsel? Because I'd say it's quite plasticky.
But, you know, the thing is just not to throw it away. So if you can preserve these decorations, and actually the one fake tree I have, I got for free off one of these free cycling or Dublin waste things. So I kept it out of a landfill. So if you can keep things out of landfill or out of incineration and make them last, then they're worth keeping.
What are these Cool Planet hampers?
Yeah, so Cool Planet has done a really nice hamper. Now, it's about 80 euros. But it has a keep cup, it has a reusable water bottle, and these are all things you could buy individually too. A donation to Trocra. It has lots of different things, and it's
Where can you get one of these hampers?
At the Cool Planet Experience.
If anyone wants to send one into Marconi House, is the address here. just opposite the Hairy Lemon.
But you're getting spoiled this Christmas.
Okay, I am indeed. Now, charitable donations. Boher used to, you know, do a thing in terms of, I don't know if they're still going, they can text us in 53106, you know, where you would sponsor an animal in the third world.
Yeah.
But are there other ones that you recommend?
Well, you know, I would say, obviously, I have a preference for Friends of the Earth, but
of course, yes.
But I would say that you could give any charitable donation in anybody's name. So if there's a particular issue that they care about or that you care about, you could certainly give it in their name. And oftentimes, when you make a charitable donation, like for example, if you become a member of Friends of the Earth, they send you a free keep cup, and that's something you can give and say, "I've made a donation in your name, and here's."
And is
a keep
there a
cup.
Minimum that you have to give?
It's $3.50 a month direct debit
donor. Direct debit?
The price of a cup of coffee. But you can cancel after a year, after a few months.
All right. Well, my Christmas thanks to the wonderful Cara Augustenberg, who has told you all the top tips for Christmas. And please convey my thanks to Lorna Gold. I look forward to reading the book and I'd recommend it to you. Climate Generation, Awakening Our Children's Future. Happy Christmas, Cara. Thank you.